Good morning. Good morning. This is Evangelist Thomas, founding and president of the City of the Living God at Lakewood, formerly Robert MacArthur Festivals. Today, we want to discuss a topic that is very dear to my heart and will shine forth some illumination into your spirit. Our subject today is going to be our Passover lamb. We're going to look at some of the Old Testament pictures or types concerning our Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. There are many Old Testament pictures that find their fulfillment in the death of Jesus. But perhaps the two most important are the Passover and the Day of Atonement. The story of the Passover in Exodus 12 illustrates that the shed blood of the lamb saved God's people from the judgment of the dead. God promised them, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That is, my judgment will not touch you." Verse 3 of Exodus 12. Paul likened the death of Jesus to this by describing Christ as our Passover lamb, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Day of Atonement in Leviticus 6 is a beautiful picture of the meaning of the death of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 and 10 are thrilling reading as they apply it to the cross of our Savior. Now, several things took place on the Day of Atonement, but let us concentrate on the two goats mentioned in Leviticus 16, 7 and 10. One was killed and its blood was taken by the high priest into the most holy place and sprinkled on the mercy seat. Now, this symbolizes the turning away of the wrath of God from man's guilt. Man, isn't that wonderful? Mercy instead of judgment came to the sinner. The other goat, called the scapegoat, was brought to the high priest, who laid his hands on the animal's head and confessed the sin of the people. Symbolically, the sins were transferred to the scapegoat, and it was sent into the desert, portraying the taking away of the sin of the people. All this was symbolic. Says Hebrew 9 and 10, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. That new order came with the Lord Jesus Christ. The death of our Savior is the only sacrifice God now recognizes. When Jesus died on the cross, he did what both goats symbolized. He turned away the wrath of God from us, and he took away our sin. These pictures bring some important truths about the atonement sharply into focus. When Jesus died, it was an act of substitution and propitiation. Amen. Jesus is our Passover lamb. And the more we dig in, the more we study, the more we fellowship with him, the more we are brought into a unifying relationship with the Godhead and become even more loyal citizens of the kingdom lifestyle. Well, that's all I want to share with you on today. As I said, our subject was our Passover lamb. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, please consider supporting. Press that button. Also share this message with your friends, your family, and others. Now, this is Evangelist Thomas saying that we who have the God kind of faith call those things that be not as though they were, because with the head, not the tail, we're on top, not beneath, we're victors and not victims. You have a blessed week.